The book of John, chapter 12, we continue at verse 20. Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the feast. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and requested of him, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Philip relayed this appeal to Andrew, and both of them went and told Jesus. But Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a seed. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life will lose it. But whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, my servant will be as well. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Now my soul is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this purpose that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard it and said that it had thundered. Others said that an angel had spoken to him. In response, Jesus said, "This voice was not for my benefit, but yours. Now judgment is upon this world. Now the prince of this world will be cast out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw everyone to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was going to die. The crowd replied, "We have heard from the law that the Christ will remain forever. So how can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Then Jesus told them, "For a little while longer, the light will be among you. Walk while you have the light, so that darkness will not overtake you. The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become sons of light." After Jesus had spoken these things, he went away and was hidden from them. Thank you for listening. That was John chapter 12, verses 20 through 36. May God bless the reading and hearing of His Word at GodsWordEveryday.com.